Odyssey Sports Station. Get your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Allison Mastrangelo from Channel 2. Squid Billy from the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
And 92.9 The
you
Game.
You like that?
I'm both. I'm the executive producer.
Do I get to have both of
the Atlanta
too?
Falcons Radio Network. Yeah, you're the Mike Johnson.
The pregame.
But only one has pre-game. The All-American.
Pre-half. Yes, right. Pre-half and
I don't
post.
Do that.
Okay, well, pre- and post-game.
I don't know
host.
If you ever listen to a game broadcast. Atlanta? I don't do half.
Oh, no. You know, I wouldn't know what that's like. Yeah. Please tell me more.
Yeah, I will. Once you put the show sheet together, I'll let you know. I don't include myself in that. That's all Chris Goforth. And honestly, had a lot of fun with Chris on Friday, man. Worked a little bit late night. The schedule is different for the Atlanta Falcons, and we'll get the Kyle Pence interview in just a second. But it was me and Chris were kind of joking. You do pre, and he does half, and we both do post. But last year, and Allison, you know this just as well as anybody, every Falcons game was Sunday at 1 o'clock. And there was a London game at 10 a.m., and there was a West Coast game at 4 p.m. But other than that, they were all Sunday at 1 o'clock.
We had one 4 o'clock game.
That's what I said. Yeah, we got a West Coast.
And guess what? Guess what? I'm pumped, Allison, because, see, I would come, like, when we came home from London, I came straight here and slept in my office for, like,
sleeping bag.
In a sleeping bag on the floor for, like, 2 hours.
You were on your desk when I got here.
And, yeah, that was the trip before I had the sleeping bag.
What?
Yeah, and then, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm dedicated.
He's married to the game.
Did he say under the desk or on the desk?
On it.
On.
And it was not comfortable.
Yeah, and right now in her head, she's going, how do you fit on the desk?
Because I'm 5'8", 155 pounds.
I wasn't going to say it, but I can see her wheel spinning.
5'8½",
I could see her wheel spinning. Now, it is an L-shaped desk, and he did have it. Yeah, I had the legs planked, but that's, you know.
But the funny part is you know, he would come in, I wouldn't say fresh, but refresh, because he'd been able to. No, you were fresh. You got normal sleep on those nights.
Yeah,
not me.
Days. Those were good
days. And you know, now I'll give him credit. He felt for me. He was a good teammate. But
look, I let that man get an extra 15 before I knocked on his door and woke him up. You know, I'm like, man,
nice.
I'm gonna give that man some space.
All that said, he texted me that day. What's your plan for September 17th? And I was like, am I supposed to have a plan for that day? I don't know what day is
the
that.
Plan, like, are you gonna be back in time? That's the question. You're gonna get straight off the plane and go straight on to air.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. So he was talking about the Monday night game, Allison, which we have now.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
It's the first time we've had one since I've been here in 5 years.
No way.
No.
I feel like it is.
No way.
I feel like it is.
You know what?
Maybe there's one. Maybe there's – no, I think there's been Thursday, Sunday.
You know what? She might be right. The last Monday night game we might have had might have been 2019 against the Giants. I think that was – I think the last Monday night game we had was 2019 at home against the Giants. I think you're right.
That is unbelievable. Believable.
We got to double check that. Right. Dylan, get day to do that.
All right, man. Speaking of good night sleeps and playing a little bit of football, yesterday, Bo and I caught up with Kyle Pitts. First question, you get more sleep in training camp or at home with that baby?
At training camp. I take as much naps and free time I use that is to get it in and while I can. So before
Packers?
I go home and got to run around with him.
Packers, I love it, man. Right?
So it's obviously, like I said, your first training camp with the kid at the house. Do you find your energy being different? Man, you're still a young guy. You're still a young dad. But you're obviously in year four, man. But things have definitely changed for you.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. I have a newfound motivation that's always just, you know, attached to me, you know, for the rest of my life. So it's a pretty good thing to have in the back of my mind and just a way to, you know, keep him in my mind and at the forefront. And, you know, that's my reason.
I saw your video when you found out you were having a boy, man. It's awesome stuff. My first one was a boy. My second one was a girl. How's it been so far being a boy dad? And I know he's still a small one, but you got a football in his hands yet or not?
No, not yet. I'll let him pick up whatever he wants to. But he's fun. He's running around now. He's talking and hitting on things. So it's pretty fun.
All right, Kyle, you kind of got back to a regular offseason last year. You're kind of rehabbing. What were you able to work on in your craft this offseason when you could actually really focus on the football side of things?
Just get in and out of my routes like I used to be, like I used to be able to do. And just being just as most explosive as I can, getting stronger, faster, and, you know, mentally stronger as well.
Now, when this new coaching staff guy here, Zach Robinson, he's bringing a new scheme, was that did they sit you down and talk to you about your role in this offense going forward? Because it obviously looks like it might change a little bit.
I mean, yeah, they definitely sat me down and, you know, we had the conversation with, you know, Coach Koger, Z Rob, and Raheem as well, and just telling me, you know, what they need from me and what I can bring to the team. And, you know, I'm just trying to implement that every day.
Now, when you heard the news that Kirk Cousins was coming to town, what was your first thought? How happy was that for you?
It was amazing. He's a veteran, and I love playing with veterans. And, you know, from Matt, he was my rookie year. He showed me a lot, and I seen, you know, what he brings to the table and, you know, how he can help you be a better player.
All right, man, so you talk about getting in and out of your routes. I mean, look, there's still some 21 personnel being thrown around out there, hand in the dirt a little bit. I've seen you going up against a lot of these veteran outside linebackers. Talk to me about that group, man, and just how good they've been. A lot of people talking about James Smith-Williams and, you know, Lorenzo Carter. You've been squaring up with them, man. How's that group been?
I mean, they're great guys, great competitors. It's always great going against them. They get me better each day, and I hope I do the same thing likewise and, you know, just help me get back right.
Now, I think a lot of people, Kyle, point towards this season. I think a big category for me, at least, watching the team, the yak numbers, right? Being able to catch the ball in stride, get up the field. Obviously, a huge thing for you coming out of Florida. It's a big reason why you're in Atlanta. Talk to me about how nice it's going to be the first time you catch that ball in stride and show off that 4.4 speed and break off about a 70 or 80 yarder, because we're going to love it, man. We're
definitely. It's going to be amazing just putting in the reps now in camp, getting my body, you know, used to that, and so that, you know, when we come September 8th, they'll be ready.
Like you talked about working with a veteran, like when you had Matt here and now you got Kirk again. You know, there's been a lot made of y'all's relationship. Seems like he's talked about kind of pushing you a little bit. How is that important has that been for you as training camp's been going underway?
I mean, it's very good. You know, he's seen a lot of ball. He's seen a lot of great players, great tight ends, receivers as well. So, you know, if he sees something and sees the potential, it's just up to me to be there, you know, when the ball's ready so that, you know, I can excel in this offense.
We get a little bit away from football. Your golf game. I've heard guys have played with you in the Cherries. I heard you're an avid golfer. How's the golf game looking this fall? Did you miss any golf because of the new kid?
A little bit, but, you know, definitely haven't played in a long time. But when I was shooting pretty low towards the end of the summer.
Did your the injury that you had to overcome with the ACL, did that affect your golf game a lot?
Would it be in my right leg? Not as much as you thought it would have been if it was my left. But it didn't really affect it that much.
All right, and real quick, I got back to football. I've been asking everyone, and we've had some real animated answers. I think Drake's was still probably the best about the Guardian cap, because you can wear it in a game. Would you ever wear the Guardian cap in a game?
No. Firm no.
I think you're the third person who's giving us a one-word answer to that. All right, finishing up with Kyle Pitts right here. Last thing, Kyle. We've been asking everybody, other than clothes, man, packing for training camp. We've gotten Jake Matthews said foam roller. Drake London said box fan. I think Arnold Abakady was a PS5. What do you got to throw in the bag when you're coming? Look, you got to stay at training camp for, you know, 3 weeks. You're staying away from family. What do you got to put in the bag other than clothes?
I wouldn't say in the bag, but in the room I have my hyperbaric, so that's a pretty key component in my recovery. So sleeping in that for a couple hours a night and then hopping out and just, you know, staying hydrated.
All right, man, that's Kyle Pitts, tight end one, baby.
Yeah, my hyperbaric chamber is a big part of my recovery as well. You know what I mean? After I get out there and get on my grind. Although I did have teammates that had those. It was kind of a big deal. Also, I remember, who was it? I had a teammate that did like the zero gravity salt floating thing like that. Was that Coy Wire?
Oh, I've tried that.
Have you tried that?
Yeah, I've done that.
So that always looked pretty cool. But nonetheless, man, Kyle Pitts was a lot of fun yesterday. Appreciate him visiting with us and kind of chopping it up. He was very matter-of-fact with his answers, and he looks like he's all about his business this year. I don't know if you kind of picked up on that, Bo, but he had that eye of the tiger. Like, he's like, man, I'm all about my business right now. You know what I mean?
It's kind of cool because this is the first time that I remember him feeling like he's like a grizzled veteran. You know, he's only like 23 years old. Like, I think we forget how crazy young Kyle Pitts is and was, and he kind of seems like he has matured a lot. And it wasn't like he was an overly immature person, Allison. I mean, you've dealt with him as much as I have ever since he's been here, but it just feels like there's a different feel around him this year for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of them is he's feeling like fully healthy, I think, in a long time. I think he's feeling more confident as well. That always helps too. But I think you guys, even though we know he's not the longest talker, I think he's longer than Brock Bowers, but he doesn't say a lot. But, you know, I think we're seeing a little bit more from him just in interviews, personality wise. When I was talking with the tight ends coach, Kevin Coker, someone asked him about Kyle Pitts, and he was just like, you can hear him coming before he gets in the meetings. He's like blasting music. And he's like, he always has music and songs going. So I just think, like, we're starting to see and learn. And maybe it's because he's a dad, too. Like, maybe that's a different perspective of him as a player. I don't know if you get the dad powers.
I will say, and here's what I think is a little bit of the difference. If I had gone through last season the way he did, and we signed Kirk Cousins, and I was a tight end, and I was really hoping to go off in a, you know, year four setting, I'd be bebopping around that place.
Well, look
too.
What he did with Matt Ryan, you know, when he had a quarterback, right?
I would be bouncing around yards, that facility as well. I'd be like, let's go.
Right.
I think, too, that's when you're a guy like kind of like Kyle, who is a talented player, and it doesn't matter what field you're in. You're talented at your job, but you had some down years or some lean years or struggled, injury, whatever it might be. I think you get a guy like a Kirk Cousins who comes in and just kind of exudes the confidence, and you can feed off that. And people, you can, if you get the right people around you in these kind of conditions, it can unlock you, not only your talent, but your confidence can come back. And I think being healthy along with having a Kirk Cousins and knowing what it can mean for him and knowing what he had with Matt, maybe it unlocked Kyle a little bit, that confidence. Not to mention, Kirk is definitely, I don't want to say use the word mentor, because you're like, how can a quarterback mentor a tight end up being a tight end? But I think there is some mentorship there as far as being a professional and maybe reclaiming his glory days.
I think any athlete that goes through an injury comes back a little bit different, right? Whether they're like they have something to prove or you've just been through adversity, I think it makes you stronger, makes you maybe appreciate the game a little bit more too.
Yeah.
So I think all of that, and like you said, when you have a Kirk Cousins coming in, I think it gives you confidence. Like, all right, now I have a quarterback who knows what he's doing. He's going to get me the ball more. That kind of things, you know. So yeah, I think all of that plays into it.
I also wonder too, and because I had teammates that went through this. I did not have kids when I played, but I had teammates that would kind of go through that process of getting married, having kids, starting a family. And you have to imagine, and you guys know this as well as anybody, your life kind of calms down in a lot of ways, even though it gets crazy. It gets crazy.
I mean,
in
I wouldn't know,
ways.
But
right. Well, but you know what I mean.
As a dog mom, yes, I do know.
you like have all this other stuff going on, and like, I mean, Kyle Pitts is not going wake surfing.
No, right?
So, life becomes a little more regimented and it calms down a little bit, and you get focused a little more on your craft.
My babies will be wake surfing at a young age.
I also don't know, but I do know that I could go wake surfing right after work if I wanted.
You got a great wife. A great wife.
I do.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty lucky.
You must have a great one too.
Yeah. She's okay. No, I'm just kidding. I love you.
How do you say? You better back that out real quick.
I don't know if anybody. I don't know if anybody heard Allison, but it was the Packers.
I know.
Yeah.
I know you're all wondering. I know you're all wondering. So
live microphone during the Kyle Pitts interview.
Rookie.
Oh, it was the Packers.
Rookie.
That Giants game that I was talking about, I'm pretty sure was 18. They played the Eagles in 19 on Monday Night Football. Okay. That was the Holyoke
before I was here.
Yeah, somebody, Uncle Steve on Twitter texted me and was like, hey, when was that? Take it to the house, Jake Matthews with the he comes out and out wide and hits the block that Julio frees him. Then I know, which was music to your ears. Then the Packers game, as Allison told all of us during the Kyle Pitts interview.
I didn't want them waiting so long during that interview. I wanted to tell them.
Yeah, you just couldn't contain it, could
no,
you?
No,
I mean, I get it. Look, trust me. You know, though,
it doesn't count. It was a pandemic, so it doesn't really count. Monday night, though,
and it was in Green Bay, so it really doesn't count. But I'll say this though: that the more and more I think about Kyle Pitts last year, the more and more it reminds me of what Ronald Acuna was in 22. And how he just wasn't, he was a shell of himself. You could see Kyle run routes last year, looked like a shell of himself. You could see when contact was coming, he almost seemed to shy away from it. Yep. And I just don't think that's going to be the case this year.
Yeah. This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. You just said we'd take it to the house a minute ago, and I was telling Dylan, I was like, boy, you got the Slip and Slide Express. I was like, damn. Yeah, we don't play. Anyways, we gotta go to break, man. We'll talk about the Braves on the other side. And also the latest in the NFL when we go in the huddle. Stick with us here on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 910. Let Money Mar get off your derriere. We off the chain for the whole year. So if you look good with a big old butt, live in your own crib and make your own bucks. Hit me up, TreyPlus.com, and tell me where you from. Smoke out, choke out, we